morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. I'm Dave Kabikian.
And good morning. I'm J. Marie Schaefer.
Good morning, J. Marie. Jamie and I are two of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm, and some combo of us and Phil Vacchio are here every single weekend, of course, with Ben Patton. How could I forget Ben?
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And we're here to talk about estate planning and elder law. It's a call-in show, which apparently last week it was a call-in
they
show.
They do
last
know
week.
It's a call-in show.
There were three callers. My
hey, that's,
Lord.
That's good.
It was great.
That's amazing.
That's very good. Yeah.
You could be a call. You could be the first caller today at 518-476-5900. If you're a little phone shy and you want to come into the office and meet with J. Marie or Phil or myself, you can meet us in Albany or Saratoga Springs, up in Queensbury, down in Kingston. Those are our office locations. And you could reach us at 518-465-7581. Good morning, J. Marie. How are you?
I am well. Good morning.
It's Ben. The forecast is going to be just a little early rain, I hope, and then it's going to
clear up as we go through the day.
Oh.
I mean, maybe not full sunshine by the afternoon stuff, but we'll see some sunshine.
I have a question for you, unrelated to weather. How do you decide the playlist for what's playing right before this show or right after and so on?
Let's see.
Oh, okay.
Snake Eyes.
You just roll the dice?
Just roll the dice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well. It's
do you have a request?
If I could request, then I would make lots of requests. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was, Jamie, I was saying to Ben, I found myself speeding this morning on the way over because it's hard not to speed when you hear the song Born to Be Wild.
Yeah.
That's true.
Even if it's 7:45 in the morning.
That's
exactly.
True. Or because you're running late.
And then I was going very slow all of a sudden because it was Mr. Tambourine Man, and it's just
gotta bring it down.
I feel like if you get a speeding ticket, Jamie, and you happen to be listening to a song like, you know, Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones or something,
It
promotes excused. Driving fast, that should be an excuse.
You should be able to use that.
I feel like it.
It probably would be one they haven't heard yet, and they probably heard them all.
Yeah, but you know, there's some songs that are good nighttime songs. It's weird to hear them during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some very problematic driving songs.
And that was one of them for you.
Me, yes, it was.
I thought you were going to ask me about the Carolina Hurricanes who pounded Montreal last 6-1, night.
6-1, I saw.
So my Hurricanes are in the finals, and my Knicks are in the finals.
Yes.
Our Knicks.
And it's so
it's our Knicks.
Our Knicks. I didn't know you were a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox are so bad, I'm not even thinking about them until the end of the series.
They're Red Sox.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Mets.
So, Jamie, do you know the connection between Ben Patton and the Carolina Hurricanes?
No, I was wondering what
okay,
that
so
was.
I grew up in Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
and the Carolina Hurricanes were the Hartford Whalers.
Oh.
So we would go to see the Whalers,
legendary.
And then they moved.
They had
the best song, which we talked about before, Brass Bonanza.
Talk about driving fast. Listen to that
song. Oh, that would go. That would go awesome. And then they moved to Carolina, won a championship in 2006, and 20 years later, they're back in the championship.
I think, Jamie, if you heard this song and you were driving, I don't think you'd drive fast or slow. I think you'd drive off the road on purpose.
Wait,
because
okay.
You would not like this song.
Oh.
it's like, you got to be kidding me. This is the song.
I got to hear this song after the show.
Anyway.
Not joining the show.
Jamie, it's been very, very busy in the office. And it's been there's different kinds of busy. There's good busy. There's bad busy.
Yes.
You know, we don't like busy where our clients are going through some tough times.
Well, true. That's
we like proactive busy.
Yes.
Is the best busy to be, I think.
That seems to be a lot of what we've had lately. Lots of planning.
Yeah. And I had two different times just at the tail end of this week, and I bet it's happened to you. Client comes in for the signing, and husband and wife come in, but I never met one of them.
That's
because
happened,
the
sometimes.
Consult was just with one of them, and they said, I'm here, and I'll report back and blah, blah, blah. And it's a very interesting dynamic when you're doing the signing, which is, you know, we got to go through our you know, our beats and make sure that they understand what they're doing and why and how and all that. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you're meeting someone for the first time. And usually in the consult, you meet both of them. You get a taste of the relationship and all that stuff. And I just found it really interesting because the signings were a little different where I feel like I'm getting judged by this guy. He's like, you know, is this really what I want to do? And is he sarcastic? Is he not sarcastic?
Yes,
I can't.
Right.
And it was just adds a little spice to the signings. That's all.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had this guy at a signing on Friday. He was quite a bit nervous and like a little tremor came out, you know.
Mm.
And we were talking and I don't know how we got on the subject of music, but we found out we were both into 80s metal and that got him all. He's like, I never pictured you doing that.
Yeah, I never.
Can I say I never pictured ever 80s metal?
Yeah.
So what? Can well, so there's 80s metal music and then there's like Poison and Guns N' Roses.
No. We were talking about hardcore stuff. I think we started talking about Ozzy. But anyway, it got him so relaxed that he took out his phone and he found the picture. He was bald, like you, by the way. And
that's hurtful.
It's not hurtful. He might be bald like
he
me.
He was bald.
He's factual.
All right. I didn't have to say like you.
No, you could have. Okay. I am.
But he took out a picture of him in the 80s and he had the like shoulder length curly hair, which was just hilarious. Like all the bands did back then.
You know, Jamie, I didn't have shoulder length hair in the 80s because I was 5 years old in
1985. Yes. Touché.
Boom.
Touché.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
But it was so funny. And then his daughter was embarrassed. Like, what are you doing, Dad? Put away that picture. It was just a great signing. It was really fun.
I think that's great.
That's great.
Well, I think, Jamie, the refrain that we get a lot is this. This was better than I thought, or this wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That's definitely what he was saying.
Because they're thinking it's powers of attorney and death and, you know, realities, and I don't want to think about these things.
It's all kind of, serious.
Jamie's telling me to do this trust that's irrevocable. I don't like that word. And, you know, and by the end, you get them to where they need to be.
Yeah, talking about 80s metal bands. And
80s metal, sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think it's a fact that people are just... afraid to give up control, that they feel like
that they think they're going to give
up
control.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
I think it's that. I think it's actually. And if Phil was here, he'd get us on the couch and you know use his little degree in psychiatry or whatever it is psychology. I think it's realizing like I tell people when you get a job and you have to tell them who your beneficiary on your retirement's going to be. That's estate planning. You're thinking about beneficiaries for when you're not here, right?
Yep.
And if you get life insurance, seems like not a big deal. You got to get life insurance. Yeah, I have life insurance. It's something about it, a last will and testament or a trust document, and they really feel like they're dealing with the future a little more than just the beneficiary. It's kind of the same thing. I mean, estate planning is who gets money when I'm not here anymore.
Right.
And your retirement, your life insurance is just as part of your estate plan as is a trust that Jamie is going to do for you.
It is. But it is also control. Like two times this week, one time the wife was sitting there hesitating on signing the trust. She's like, am I still going to have my house? You know, all that things are going through her head. Really hesitant. Should I be doing this? You know, and she has only one son. He's sitting there. I'm like, there's no...
It's years, decades of irrevocable, that word having a certain meaning, and then you know, hours or weeks of understanding there might be another meaning for it, or legally it might mean something else, and that you don't give up control, that you could sell your house. In fact, not only do you get to live in your house, you get to pay all the bills for it. Congrats on that. You get to get the STAR exemption.
Right.
You get to decide to move. You
all
can leave
that.
New York. You can do whatever you want to do. You could you could blow up the trust if you want to.
All of that. But somehow your name, like, not on the house anymore is...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, scary.
I get it. I get it. The issue, I think, Jamie, is that the alternative is not very good. Because the alternative is like what another one of the clients had to deal with, which is we have the same facts, the same needs, the same long-term situation without the ammo, without protecting... assets or without a good power of attorney, which is what I kind of dealt with, where you've seen it. They, you know, as soon as I saw it, so Ben, there's a New York State form for healthcare proxy.
Okay.
Okay. Real standard 2-page form. And, it, you know, not a problem with it. You could name up an agent to act for you.
Yes.
Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
When we do a healthcare proxy, we couple it with something called a living will, which is for end of life decisions. And it's a little more narrative, Jamie, than just a, you know, this is the person. it's giving a flavor for what my wishes are going to be. Which, and it's hard to put into words, but it's basically like, if I can get better, I always want to get better.
Right.
If there's a small chance I can get better, I always want to get better.
Right.
And if there's nothing that can change what's about to happen, and we're at the end of the end of the end, make me comfortable, make me pain-free, and don't do the things that keep me going through this quote-unquote dying process. Right.
Right.
Not fun to talk about on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or at all. The absence of having these documents is a big deal, because then there's lots of confusion. We don't know who to talk to. We don't know who to turn to. We don't know who can actually act for you.
Right.
And just like, you know, so I saw this basic, you know, they sent me the documents in advance. It was actually son in California for mom here. And they forwarded her documents, and it was this New York form of healthcare proxy. And I just was like, all right, I'm about to see a New York form of power of attorney as well, like the standard bare bones.
And you didn't.
So they did have this bare bones power of attorney. The problem is that they had mom, who is no longer capacitated, initial for the powers that are the basic powers, but not any of the super duper move heaven and earth, save all my money, long-term care powers.
No, just the basic, right.
And we don't want to do a guardianship. We don't want to go down that hard road. And, you know, yeah, it's tough to have a power of attorney that has gifting authority, those words in there, January.
Yes, that's right. There,
what does that mean? And I don't know if but the opposite of having that is that we're up the creek a little bit.
Right. You really have to, when I'm talking to them about power of attorney, is focus on the planning that we're doing and the trust. And this is going to help your agent fund the trust, make sure we save your assets, make sure you get Medicaid.
Yeah. And so to the gal you had, that's like, I'm not sure I want to do this. I know. I totally get it. Are you sure that you want to, in the worst case scenarios, lose the value of your home?
Right.
That son that's sitting next to you, is it important to you that when you do pass, that process is easy? We avoid probate. Is that an important thing? Well, we're going to be in the world of trusts probably. And if you want to protect money, we're probably in the world of a certain kind of trust.
Yes. And then I think the other thing she was concerned about, which we see, is her husband had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and we were doing this. And she's like, we should have done this before. She's like, is it even worth doing? I'm 80.
So hold on.
So
she was on one end saying, I don't want a control thing. And then she was like, I should have done it earlier.
Yeah.
Seems like they go... There's a Woody Allen joke in, you know, Annie Hall, the movie Annie Hall. There's a, in between the scenes, you know, Woody Allen talks a little bit, and he tells this joke with two women that are at a restaurant, and they complain about how one says to the other, the food is so bad here. And then the other one says, yeah, and the portions are so small. It's like one of those things where, like, I don't want to do it, but I should have done it earlier.
There's lots of conflicting emotions going on, and... Yeah, you know, I could say he was...
By the way, she's right.
She's totally right.
She should have done it earlier.
She should have done it earlier. But he didn't have an Alzheimer's diagnosis 5 years ago. So she didn't want to do it then.
And when you don't... I might have unplugged myself.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, don't do that.
You did unplug yourself. Oh, no.
Oh. So, poor Dave. We should probably just go to break and just come back and
we'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show and my microphone right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. My name is Dave Kubikian.
And I'm Jane Marie Schaefer.
And in the first half of the show, Jane Marie and I were talking about this common kind of fact pattern, I guess, that this lament that I should have planned earlier and at the same time, a little weary of what that plan actually is. And it's our job, you know, mm-hmm. Jamie's job, my job, Phil's job, to land the plane and make sure that you understand mm-hmm. what you're doing, why you're doing it, what right. these documents are going to accomplish. The next trust I do for someone, Jamie, who didn't care about probate will be the first one. You know,
right.
if
right.
you care about avoiding probate, we do. We're mm-hmm. probably in the trust discussion again. If we're worried about protecting assets, I don't want to get the government to get another nickel. Totally get it. We're probably thinking Medicaid trust. And then we look at the facts, Jamie, because mm-hmm. maybe this is a fact pattern where a trust isn't appropriate. Maybe a life estate deed might be appropriate, which is mm-hmm. a topic that I brought up mm-hmm. to you yesterday.
That's right. Most of the time, the trust is going to be the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we often talk about how you really need to use an estate attorney, Jamie, for estate mm-hmm. type work.
Yes.
You should use a real estate attorney for real estate type work, a matrimonial mm-hmm. attorney for a matrimonial work, right?
Right.
Cardiologist for your heart and so on. And sometimes we find that even estate attorneys may not understand the full breadth mm-hmm. and the pros and cons of planning. And you know, I would suppose that maybe what I'm saying is that there's a difference between someone who also does wills or trusts mm-hmm. as opposed to someone that does only wills and trusts. And I'm trying to walk on mm-hmm. eggshells here because I don't want to
We don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah, and not that the other attorney that I'm talking about here would be listening to our estate planning show. But it's shocking sometimes, Jamie, how some people don't realize the ramifications of doing certain kinds of plans, the kind of the negative ramifications. And what I'm talking about is this life estate deed. We've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people say, instead of doing a trust, I'm going to do a deed. I'm going to give the house to mm-hmm. my kids. I'm going to retain certain uses. Mm-hmm. And a client down in Kingston came in with her daughters, mm-hmm. an older client. Not too old, but, you know, mm-hmm. she looks great. But you know, her kids are old enough to have trusts. Let's right. put it that way. And all three of them, the kids in their early 60s and mom in her mid to late 80s, all of them had life estate deeds. Mm. And we had a long discussion about them. And I was hoping that maybe in the next 10 minutes or so, you and I can have a 10-minute mm. discussion about life estates.
Absolutely, sure.
So you and Michael, your husband, mm-hmm. own your house. And you yes. own it now until the end of time.
Correct.
That's the kind of title you have.
Right.
And if you wanted, you could actually deed your house to your kids
oh, God.
Right now.
Forbid.
God forbid.
Okay.
25 and 23?
24 and 26.
24 and 26, yeah. Maybe one day, boys. One day, mom and dad will give you the house.
I tell them recently that it's going into a trust for the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Where does your mm-hmm. Black Sabbath mm-hmm. Fandom, mm-hmm. all your memorabilia go?
Oh, okay. They have to split it up.
Okay.
Oh,
the Metallica
boy.
Stuff.
A lot of black clothes.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
That's right.
So with this life estate deed, you could deed the house to your kids, and we've seen it before. There's nothing necessarily mm-hmm. wrong with a life estate deed. And what you and Michael would retain is a life use, meaning that you get to live in your home and you get
right.
to pay your bills. And mm-hmm. and it's great for avoiding probate. It's great for getting that five-year mm-hmm. clock ticking. And that's probably where the greatness ends, because
right.
there's lots of downsides to a life estate deed.
Yes, lots of them. So let's say, well, who should I pick on? Sean. I'll just pick
yeah,
on
Sean.
Yeah,
let's pick on Sean.
Yeah, so now the house is in his name and he goes out and gets married.
Hmm? How dare he?
How dare he?
Yeah, what's up with that?
What's up, Sean? Come
yeah.
on.
Right. But it doesn't work out, you know, sadly.
Hmm.
And
yeah, because you don't want him back.
We told you, Sean. She wasn't the right one.
She wasn't the right one.
No.
I said, you know, she was okay, but you got to...
So what is that going to mean for you?
So now he's going through this horrible divorce proceeding. And she's trying to get all his assets. She's like, yeah, mom and dad are a lawyer and a doctor. That's all I'm money to get. And I see okay. your name's on the deed in this house in the Berkshires.
Well, it's an asset of his.
It's
isn't
an
it?
Asset of his.
I mean, it's still subject to your life use. I guess it wouldn't impact your ability to live there, but certainly
right.
it might impact where that house and that value goes one day when you and Michael pass away.
Right.
He could be a knucklehead. He's not a mm-hmm. knucklehead. He's a
right.
good boy. But he could run into some financial problems
he
where
could.
Creditors are probably
right.
pretty interested in that house.
That's right.
God forbid, you know, something happened to him.
Right.
It might be the estate of Sean that's the owner of the home.
That's
right. It might be Sean that's incapacitated and maybe he hasn't gotten around to doing a power of attorney for himself. So we have all sorts of issues with vesting someone. Yes. You mentioned your client that's a little nervous about, do I still live in my house and how does this work?
Mm-hmm.
When you do a trust, the deed is to your trust. Your name is on that deed.
Right.
When you would do a life estate deed, you give it to your kids. You are not on that deed. You just happen to be able to live there because you happen to be alive.
That's right. But you can't take that back.
Exactly.
It's gifted to them. And if you change your mind, right?
Well, you're going to need their agreement. And there's a difference between everyone agreeing and you forcing everyone to agree, right?
Yes.
We like the control and trust because you can change your trust, to fire your trustee, to amend who your beneficiaries are, which means you always control what the final result's going to be.
That's right.
You want to sell your house that's in a trust and you want to move to Florida, that house will be sold. You will move to Florida. Those things will happen.
You can do that no matter what. Right.
If Jay Marie and Michael want to do that and Sean disagrees, I would say there's a version of it that's going to be doable. But guess what, Jay Marie? You're not going to have all that money anymore because Sean, you get older and Michael gets older, Sean ends up owning more and more of the home. You have this life use.
Right.
And every year you live, your life use gets smaller.
That's right.
Which means that his portion gets bigger.
Right.
Why does this matter? Well, because you sell your house for several hundred grand.
Right.
At the closing with a life estate deed, Mr. Sean gets a lot of money.
He gets a lot of money.
A lot more than you.
A lot more than me, and he doesn't have to give it to me. So now Michael and I are left with this little tiny portion of the money to go buy our house in Florida.
And in most cases, I'd say the Seans of the world, of course, mom and dad, whatever you want, and so on. And these deeds end up being a less expensive way to tackle avoiding probate.
I feel like a however is coming.
Yes, a however is coming.
Yeah.
The problem is that the longer life you have, the more of these other things that could happen.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, like I did a life estate deed for my grandfather. My mother's an only child.
Mm-hmm.
He was a widower. Everything was going to go to her. Mm-hmm. He was 90. That's the right type
of
situation.
That's the right
time to do it, yes. You know, two of the gals in this room have kids younger than yours, just out of college.
Right.
These women are, yes, they're in range of doing planning. I'm happy they came up with a plan, but the plan they came up with is to tie themselves to these kids.
Right.
And we might have a life estate for 30 years.
That's a long time.
Right? I hate it.
The other thing I'll always ask clients if they're considering a life estate deed is, are you going to sell this house? No. Are you sure you're never going to sell the house? Absolutely. We're never moving. Well, you know, 30 years down the road, how do you know that's the case?
Yeah. And to be honest, as control freaks, I think you're a control freak. I am 1,000% a control freak. Phil's a control freak. Ben, you're probably a control freak. I see how you operate this board. But guess what? Don't give up control. You don't have to. When you do that deed, you are giving up control because now I need other people to agree and I don't control them.
Mm-hmm.
When you do the trust, even that quote unquote irrevocable, the Medicaid trust.
Right.
Someone else's name's affiliated with your trustees. They're your puppets, Jamer. You control them.
That's right.
You could fire them.
I could fire them.
So it's so interesting because clients do say, I don't want to give up control. And then in the same breath, they say, I want to give the house to my kids right now.
That's right.
And I say, that's a heck of a way to want to keep control by giving control to your kids, like formally.
Right.
And I think it gets to that education piece because I think the people that do life estate deeds also are the people that think it's a will or nothing. And then they do that deed. And obviously the kind that think irrevocable, and I don't blame them, but irrevocable means it's really bad term, which we know it does not mean.
Yeah, you have a lot more control in an irrevocable trust than you do with the life estate deed. So that's tricky to get over. And there's,
518-476-5900 to be the first three callers this morning to break our record last week.
Yeah, we'll stay till 8:45 if you need.
What were you guys even talking about last week? I wasn't listening.
Well, we got all those calls. Oh. So that was pretty
tough to talk about stuff when we're answering
calls. That's right.
And everything.
I know.
When it's an interactive show, yes, yes. I understand. It's very tough. Well, good. I guess you answered everyone's questions, and, yes. and there's no more questions anymore for me, which is, I guess, okay.
So, speaking of deeds and life estate, this is a situation that I also would not recommend. A client bought a house with his girlfriend, say, right? They're not going to get married. And they each put money in, and they decided to buy it 75%, 25% tenant in common interest.
Okay.
Okay.
So one put in more than the other one, and they wanted to memorialize that with the ownership on the deed. Okay.
So now we're doing the estate planning, and I'm doing it for the boyfriend, so to speak.
Significant other.
That too.
Okay. And he's leaving it to his kids. He doesn't want to leave it.
His 75% to his kids?
Right.
Okay.
So now we're talking about, because the daughter is there, so, okay, you die. Now I own this house, 75-25, with your significant other. You know, what are we going to do about the mortgage? What do I do if she doesn't pay the expenses?
Mm.
And it's because it was just a deed. There's no trust. There's no other governing document. It's really hard to say.
Well, daughter has to pay 75% of the expenses in general, unless there's some life use that's reserved. I mean, I assume daughter doesn't want to move in with dad's significant other, so.
No, she doesn't. And significant other for now says, oh, yeah, I'll work with you to sell the house. But we know how that's going to turn out.
Well, it may turn out just fine. I think you're being a little negative, but we can't guarantee any of it.
We can't guarantee it. And then this is, I don't know, I'm bringing up a big issue at the end here, but because there's a mortgage in the significant other's name.
That's where I thought you were going. Yeah.
That's right. Now, when he dies, that mortgage has to be paid off.
So a refinancing, and likely maybe that does lead to eventual sale.
Right.
I guess, Jamie, they could do, if they weren't the age for trusts, let's say, they can come up with some sort of agreement that would talk about how things are going to be paid for after the fact.
Right.
I would imagine that the 75-25 split also meant that perhaps the male in the situation is a bigger piece of the...
He put in more towards the house.
Yeah, and a bigger guarantor, so to speak.
Yes.
Where you know, maybe the finances and the loan was because of his side.
Right.
Once he's no longer alive anymore, once he doesn't have a salary anymore.
Right.
Even refinancing is going to be really hard for her.
Right.
You know, and then we're talking about buying out and...
So he kept...
Messy.
Messy. Had he come to us beforehand, we could have structured it.
Well, so did both of them come in?
No.
Oh, so just the owner of the 75%
came in. Yes, that's where we're having a little problem here.
And has he ever addressed it with the...
He's afraid to. Yes.
Not really a surprise.
Not really.
Well, so what's the plan of action?
We really have to get her on board, but, right? That's the goal. But at least for now, we're taking care of his 75%.
So his 75% will go wherever it's got
to
go.
To his kids, but I think we need the next step of getting her in to get...
Well, and the other thing is that one day, both of them, and maybe they have a wonderful life together for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
They'll both pass one day, and it will not be one probate. It'll be two, because
that's
they each own an undivided interest in the home.
Interesting problems you can get yourself into.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.